Why cashback disappears, MCC codes and reward exclusions. Merchant category codes, MCCs, are the classification system used by card networks to label every transaction. In crypto card programs, MCCs determine which purchases earn rewards and which do not, so they can quietly reduce your effective cashback rate. The hidden filter behind your rewards. As of January 2026, more issuers use MCC exclusions to manage reward costs, which means the headline cashback rate is often not the rate you actually receive. Many users discover this only after a large purchase fails to earn rewards. Understanding MCC rules is now essential to avoid overestimating ROI. How MCC exclusions work. MCC exclusions are issuer rules that block rewards for specific merchant types, even when the transaction is approved. MCCs are assigned by the merchant, and the network Visa and MasterCard assign a merchant to an MCC based on its primary business. The issuer sees the MCC when the transaction is authorized and decides whether rewards apply. Common excluded categories. Exclusions vary by issuer, but typical categories include cash-like transactions, gambling, money transfer services, and financial services. The key point is that rewards are not tied to your intent. They are tied to the MCC on the receipt. Rewards versus acceptance are different decisions. Your card may work at a merchant, but the rewards engine can still deny cashback if that MCC is excluded. This is why a transaction can be approved, but still earn zero rewards. Calculating your real effective rate. The effective cashback rate depends on how much of your spend falls into excluded categories. Use this quick model, effective cashback. Arken headline rate x eligible spend share. Example math. Headline cashback, 3% eligible spend share, 70% effective cashback, 3% 0.70 Karm 2.1%. If 30% of your monthly spend is in excluded MCCs, a 3% card behaves like a 2.1% card. This is the main reason users report lower realized rewards than marketing suggests. Regulatory and compliance factors. MCC rules exist in both crypto and traditional finance, but crypto programs often add extra exclusions to manage token reward cost. TradFi credit cards also exclude certain MCCs, but crypto card programs add exclusions for risk and compliance reasons. These exclusions can be tighter in some jurisdictions due to AML and consumer protection rules, so always check your region-specific issuer terms. Common mistakes and myths. The most common myth is that a transaction that clears automatically earns rewards, which is not true when MCC exclusions apply. Other mistakes: assuming utilities and telecoms are always eligible, treating a wallet top-up or money transfer as normal spend, ignoring category caps that can look like MCC exclusions. Choosing cards with favorable MCC policies. MCC exclusions are one of the biggest drivers of the gap between advertised rewards and real ROI, so you should model them before picking a card. Cards offering stablecoin spending often have different exclusion policies than those paying rewards in native tokens.